In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The hymns for Great Vespers today are from Tone 4, from the Octoikos, and also from the Menaean. And we heard this hymn from Lord, I Have Cried. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, bestowing resurrection upon the human race. And the princes of Hades were afraid of him, and the gates of weeping were seized. For Christ, the King of Glory, entered in, saying to those in bonds, come forth, and to those in darkness, show yourselves. This is a reference, of course, to our Lord's descent into Hades, which was prophesied in the Old Testament in the Psalter. And we take those words in the Psalter about who is the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts is the King of Glory, and about the bars and the gates to be literal things, that indeed our Lord, when he was in the grave, on Holy Saturday when his body rested, he went down to Hades and he burst the bars of Hades. And of course, the bars of Hades were not of metal or of wood or any combination of materials. They were that with sin comes death. He broke that connection. He made us capable of defeating death by, of course, defeating sin. And so this is a true event that occurred, and it is what we emphasize in regards to our Lord's death and resurrection. His descent into Hades, his making those in Hades to be able to see the light, breaking the bars of Hades and making us capable of life. We sing about these things all the time. He was led as a lamb to the slaughter is from Isaiah, and we say it in the Proskimedi service, the preparation for the divine liturgy, as he was led as a sheep to the slaughter. And as a blameless lamb before his shearers is silent, so he opened not his mouth. And there are other verses too that we say as we cut the bread, the lamb, into in four ways so that it becomes basically a cube on the discos. Sometimes it's less of a cube than something sort of tall, more rectangular cube. The next Dikaren is the last one I want to talk about tonight, which has a beautiful image that we should remember. Great is the wonder, the immortal creator of the invisible hosts, suffering in the flesh in his love for mankind hath risen. Come ye kindreds of the nations, let us worship him, for having been delivered from deception by his compassions. We have learned through him the one God and three hypostases. For us, salvation is deliverance from sin. Not forgiveness of sin, but deliverance from it. To become sinless, to have the Lord help us to ascend towards perfection, to be able to have those bonds that are in us that bind us to passions and envy and jealousy and all the rest, to be able to have them broken. And sin happens in our life to a large extent because of deception. Now this is referring, I'm sure, to the original deception that occurred with the serpent in the garden. But also there is a deception that occurs in each person. It happens because of our passions, and it happens also because of the temptings of the demons. Some combination thereof of the demons and our own passions deceives us, makes us think things that are not true, makes us do things that are not efficacious. We're deceived many times. And hindsight, as we say, is 20/20. We look back and we think, that was wrong what I did. I shouldn't have done that. That was the wrong way to approach it. I had the wrong attitude about that person for many years, etc., etc. There's a great deception in our life. Sort of like a screen that goes over our eyes so we can only see, well, as the scripture says, in a glass darkly. The Lord has delivered us from this deception, brothers and sisters. This is a glorious thing. This is something it's worth singing about and worth shouting about. But as I've said before, I think it's very important that if you are to be delivered from deception, you must recognize and own that you are deceived. If you don't think you're deceived, how can you be delivered from deception? We all know how it is with people who have some, let's say, an alcohol problem. Until they admit that they have an alcohol problem, they say, no, I don't have a problem. I don't drink too much. You just think I drink too much, or you're just exaggerating. Until a person really recognizes how much alcohol has destroyed their life and their relationships with others or their job, etc., etc., then they know, I must stop drinking, or it's going to kill me, make me lose my whole family, and everything else. Until that point, they say, I don't have a drinking problem. It is the same with every sin. To some extent, we have deception about sin in our lives. Perhaps great, perhaps a small amount. I would say that every sin that we commit is because of some amount of misunderstanding, deception in our life. Because I've told you many times before, if we fully believed in the resurrection, we would not sin. We wouldn't have time to sin. But since we do not have the fullness of the understanding of the resurrection because of our sins, we still have deception in our life. Thank God that the Lord became man so that He would deliver us from this deception. This is very powerful and very beautiful. This is worth singing about. And so that is why we sing about it. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through His grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and under the ages of ages. Amen.